The new school year for Port A ISD started on August 21st, but it was short-lived. 3 days later, the island community was under a mandatory evacuation order. When the storm passed, the elementary, middle, and high school were unusable.
We have roofs that are severely damaged. Water got into the building, so we have a lot of flooring that has to be replaced.
That's Superintendent Sharon McKinney. She expects to have school back in session by Monday, October 16th. This week, portable classrooms began arriving. McKinney says although schools will still be under repairs in mid-October, she wants the district's 500 students to be able to return to class in their own town as soon as possible.
Hopefully our elementary and high school just be in portable buildings for a couple of months maybe. Middle school might take a little longer.
In the meantime, students are attending classes at nearby districts like Flower Bluff ISD and Gregory Portland ISD. To keep teachers and staff paid while the schools are closed, McKinney says the Port Aransas School Board approved keeping the payroll moving.
Which for me has been such a relief to make sure that I can tell every employee, whether we're open or closed, you're going to get your paycheck.
It's not just the buildings. The district's 8 school buses were damaged by saltwater. Last weekend, the Northeast Independent School District in San Antonio gifted 4 buses to Port A ISD. An especially useful gift, since students need to leave the island each day to get to their temporary schools. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.